I want to talk about the most bizarre lie that Cecilia ever told any of us. And honestly, feel free to laugh because when I think about it now, and I think back to the memories of when this lie was told and on all the events when it would happen, I just laugh because, for one, everyone basically looked like a bunch of idiots, and that includes myself, sadly enough. But, okay, so going back to the supposed occult upbringing and the occult supposedly trying to attack Cecilia, with this lie, one of the methods in which the people from the occult would spy on Cecilia would be to fully transform themselves into a hardy-dar bird. Yes, feel free to laugh because I don't think I've stopped laughing since I remembered that this morning. And of course, in South Africa, we are definitely, most definitely not short of hardy-dar birds. So everyone that Cecilia had told this lie to was completely under the belief that witches were constantly following them, constantly watching them, in hardy-dar bird form. Now, I must admit, hardy-dars are very peculiar birds. Sometimes, and at one point, I did swear that they were demonic beings of sorts. Because there was a scenario where a hardy-dar had flown into a glass door and it looked like it had broken its neck. It was completely hanging down, basically upside down and backwards. This bird looked like its neck was broken. But it was still blinking its eyes, it was still moving. Obviously, this bird was injured. Now, in that moment, the panic was basically how do you pick this bird up to quickly then rush it to the vet to try help this bird, all at the same time also being too scared to touch a hardy-dar because, well, for me, I am actually somewhat scared or quite scared of them, and I'm sure there's quite a few people that are. They definitely not by any means gentle birds. But while standing, watching this bird with its neck looking like it's completely broken, with its head hanging completely down, lopsided next to its body and backwards, the next minute, and in all honesty, if someone had told me this, I would never have believed it, but I saw it with my own eyes and I completely freaked out. The next minute, this bird picked its head up while the head was still backwards, and then did a 360 with its head, and then turned its head the normal right way around, and was completely, perfectly fine. In that moment, hardy-dars were definitely deemed as some kind of demonic bird to me, because what on earth? This was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I would never have believed the story if someone had told me, but I had seen this firsthand, and so in having seen a hardy-dar bird do this, and then tying it up with being told that when the occult wants to spy on people, they change and completely transform themselves into a hardy-dar. It was not too hard to believe, to be honest. I mean, it's just completely unnatural for a bird to naturally do this. I mean, turn its head 360 and yeah. So for a very long lot of months, Cecilia had fooled everyone into believing that witches were spying on each of us as hardy dog birds, to the point that some people in the group were standing yelling at the birds, with basically telling them off, you know, to leave Cecilia alone and to mind their own business, and as if they were yelling at a person. And then there were other people who were trying to throw rocks and objects at these supposed witches that were following them in hardy dog form. And then there was even the story where the one day I had just arrived in going to visit Cecilia, and she said to me that she mentioned this witch by name. I don't recall the name by now, but this person more than likely doesn't exist. She said this person had been following her in hardy dog form, and she at that stage had bought her son a BB gun. But I was told it was a BB gun. It did not look like a BB gun. It was massive. The BB guns I have seen are small little handheld guns. This was a rifle. I had never seen her shoot it. I just took her word for it that it was a BB gun. Just a type or form of one that I had never seen before. And sad to say, that was probably one of the weapons that she had used through all these crimes as well. This was a full-on rifle. It was a full, I don't know the names of different guns, but it was a big gun. But the story goes that this witch was spying on Cecilia just outside of her flat window, and she picked up this gun and shot the hardy dog bird. Then this bird somehow flew away, apparently. And then she apparently received nasty messages saying that this witch was now horribly wounded. She's busy limping. She can't walk, and so on. Obviously, this is all utter nonsense. And the sad part is, everyone in Cecilia's group believed that witches were following them in hardy dog bird form, including myself. And like I said, this lie was sadly easily believable, especially after you have seen a hardy dog basically fly into a glass window, looking like it's completely broken its neck with its head hanging completely, almost touching the ground, and backwards, to then lift up its head, with its head still being backwards, and still do a 360 with its head, and then turn it the right way around. That to me was not normal. That to me looked like this bird was possessed with something. So the lie was easily believable that, well, anything can happen in the occult. The bizarre stories that Cecilia had always told were far beyond my knowledge. They were ridiculous. But this one by far is the most ridiculous. It's the most humorous. And I still picture each one of us shouting at these birds. Okay, I never personally shouted at the bird, but I was wary of the birds, thinking that they were following me, that they were witches. But to see the others in the group actually shouting, ranting and raving as if they were screaming at actual witches to go away, it's, to look back now, it's hilarious. We were that fooled.